AP News, I'm high up in 20. Elon Musk is blasting the tax cuts and spending plans backed by President Trump that passed the House. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has more.
The billionaire who recently left the Trump administration wrote on his social media site X, "This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it. You know you did wrong. You know it." Not a surprise to White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
The president already knows where Elon Musk stood on this bill. It doesn't change the president's opinion. This is one big, beautiful bill, and he's sticking to it.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer read what Musk wrote and said,
"He's right."
Majority Leader John Thune doesn't think Elon Musk will tank the bill.
"We have a difference of opinion. He's entitled to that opinion. We're going to proceed full speed ahead.
The Senate has a slim 53-seat GOP majority. Ed Donahue, Washington.
There's a new video of the fiery attack in Boulder that injured at least 12 people. AP's Lisa Dwyer.
In a newly obtained video, a man accused of throwing Molotov cocktails at demonstrators in Boulder, Colorado, can be heard yelling with others. One woman laments that she does not have her gun.
"I wish I had my gun with me. I'd do it."
Police wrote that Muhammad Sabri Solomon did not carry out his full plan because he got scared and never hurt anyone before.
"Everybody get back! Get back! Don't be fooling us! Get back!"
Authorities also say that Solomon expressed no regrets about the attack. At the end of the video, Solomon can be heard yelling,
"America, wake up!"
Solomon is being held on a $10 million bond. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says Solomon's wife and five children are also being taken into custody. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The New York Knicks fired coach Tom Thibodeau just days after their first trip to the Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years. This is AP News. Meta is turning to nuclear energy to power its artificial intelligence. AP correspondent Donna Warder.
Meta has become the latest big tech company to turn to nuclear power to help meet the surging demand for artificial intelligence. Meta has secured a deal with Constellation Energy, expanding the output of the energy company's Illinois nuclear plant. Constellation's Clinton Clean Energy Center had been slated to close in 2017 after years of financial losses, but was saved by legislation in Illinois establishing a zero-emission credit program to support the plant into 2027. The Meta Constellation deal takes effect in June 2027 when Illinois' credit program expires. The companies say the deal will preserve 1,100 local jobs and bring $13.5 million in annual tax revenue. Donna Warder, Washington.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.